Well, welcome everybody to morning prayer on this second Sunday before Lent, which in the old money, if you're still working that way, would have been sexagesima. Anyway, there we are. We're going to begin with a moment of silence and then we'll start our service. So let's keep a moment of silence together. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Your light springs up for the righteous, and all the people have seen your glory. Lift your eyes to gaze on God, hear God's word, and receive God's peace. With all that you have been, all that you are, and all that you hope to be, offer yourself now to God in worship and praise. Everlasting God, creator of heaven and earth, your love causes our hearts to soar. You know the number of stars in the universe, just as you know the number of hairs on our head. Mighty God, we love you. You call each star by name, just as you call us each by name. Mighty God, we love you. You supply the earth with rain to make the grass grow and provide food for the animals and birds, just as you provide all we need to sustain us. Mighty God, we love you. You care about the whole of creation, every detail, just as you care about the tiniest detail of our lives. May you know the person you created each of us to be. Mighty God, we love you. Amen. And the collect for today, this second Sunday before Lent. Almighty God, you have created the heavens and the earth and made us in your own image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works, and your likeness in all your children. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns supreme over all things, now and forever. Amen.
And now we're going to say the song of the three. Please join in with the words in bold. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you heavens. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you angels of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all people on earth. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. O people of God, bless the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you priests of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all you of upright spirit. Bless the Lord, you that are holy and humble in heart. Bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Well, our first reading this morning comes from the Old Testament, from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, beginning at verse 21. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And our psalm this morning, our verse is taken from Psalm 147. Praise the Lord! How good it is to sing praises to our God! How pleasant and fitting to praise him! The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit.
The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Praise the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And our second reading comes from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, beginning at verse 29. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door. And Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons. But he would not let the demons speak, because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let's go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That's why I've come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Robert and I have watched a lot of good films recently. One of the things we particularly like is watching films that are based on true events, even though there may have been some dramatic embellishment along the way. We've watched a film about a whistleblower working in GCHQ who leaked a sensitive document to anti-Iraq war activists. And we watched Michael Caine as the elderly mastermind behind the Hatton Garden heist. And last week we watched The Dig, a film about the Anglo-Saxon treasures discovered at Sutton Hoo just as World War II was about to begin. Not only were these films great stories, but they gave us a snapshot into other people's lives at a certain moment in time. They're fascinating. And in many ways, that is exactly what Mark does in the 10 short verses we've had in this morning's gospel reading. He shows us a day in the life of Jesus. It would make an excellent film. Imagine following Jesus around for the 24 hours described in these verses, watching what he does, listening to what he says, and then pondering his choices. This is a fast-paced, action-packed sort of day, probably very different from the sort of days we are all experiencing at the moment. But one of the things we do have at this moment is the gift of time. Time to reflect, time to wonder, and time to contemplate. So, here we go. A day in the life of Jesus, according to the Gospel of Mark. Lights, camera, action. Our opening sequence is of Jesus leaving the synagogue and going to Simon and Andrew's house along with James and John. He spends the rest of the day there, hanging out with his friends. What a great thought, Jesus hanging out with his friends. So much of Jesus' ministry happened at home, in people's houses. He turned water into wine during the wedding celebrations in someone's home. He healed two blind men who followed him into someone's home. He was welcomed into the home of the tax collector, Zacchaeus. He was anointed with expensive perfume at a home in Bethany. The list is endless. The home was Jesus' place of ministry. Holy things, extraordinary things, happened in ordinary people's ordinary homes. Jesus wasn't just found in the official sacred places. He went into people's homes and made them sacred. How amazing that is for us, especially at the moment when we are confined to our homes. It sometimes feels as if everything has been put on hold until we can get back to real life, whatever that is. But Jesus is here with us in our homes. He brings his holy presence, his healing, and his wholeness into our homes, just as he did when he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew 2,000 years ago. So Jesus entered Simon and Andrew's home, and the first thing he did was to heal Simon's mother-in-law. By the end of the day, news had spread, and the house is surrounded by people wanting to feel Jesus' healing touch. I love the stories of Jesus' healing miracles, but if I'm honest, I also find them a challenge, especially at the moment when so many people need healing. There's a little phrase at the end of verse 34 which helps me. The whole city was gathered together at the door, and Jesus healed many. Not all, but many. He casts out many demons, but not all. The fact that it was not all doesn't seem to matter, because Jesus still touches everyone who reaches out for help. He is present with everyone who needs him. He touches everyone with his love and the promise that the kingdom of God is a kingdom where there will be no more tears or suffering or dying or pain. And then Jesus prayed. The next morning, while it was still dark, Jesus goes to a deserted place to pray. This is not a one-off. The Gospels tell us of numerous occasions when Jesus goes off by himself to pray. Prayer is the place that Jesus finds refreshment and strength, being close to his Father God. He makes prayer his priority. Well, I think about prayer a lot. I've read quite a few good books about it. But how much time do I actually spend doing it? When my hours and days are counted and measured, how many of them will I have spent alone with God? And finally, Jesus moves on. His prayer time is interrupted by the disciples saying that everyone is looking for him. The pressure to stay must have been immense. No doubt there were plenty more people who needed his touch. Jesus could easily have based himself at Simon Peter's house with a grateful mother-in-law who, despite having had a fever, was all too keen to leap up and serve her guests. But Jesus moves on. He doesn't want to get stuck. Having spent time in prayer, he now knows it's time to go, to move on and take the good news to others. I expect many of us have got stuck at various stages in our lives. I know I have. Stuck in my thinking, stuck in my routines, stuck in the ways I worship. Perhaps this is the moment to let go of the old, embrace the new, and move on. A day spent at home, a day spent helping people, a morning spent in prayer, time to move on. A day in the life of Jesus, a day well spent. May we, like Jesus, spend our days well. Amen.
To be to sit at your feet, where your love surrounds me and makes me complete. This is my desire. This is my desire, oh Lord, this is my desire. To rest in your presence, not rushing away. To cherish each moment, oh, here I would
This is my desire, oh Lord. This is my desire. This is my desire, oh Lord. This is my desire. This is my desire, oh Lord. This is my desire.
Let's pray. Loving God, we pray today for parents who are exhausted as they juggle with school at the kitchen table and respond to the competing demands of work and family life. Give rest to the weary and strength to the weak. God of love, help us to hope in you. We pray for the leaders of your church, for our bishops and archbishops, for all those who seek to serve God and his people. Encourage and strengthen them in their work. Give us all fresh vision for the future of your church. Renew our imagination, our creativity, and our wisdom, and turn us towards each other in acts of loving service. Then, turn us outwards to carry your gospel into the world. God of love, help us to hope in you. Creator God, you call worlds into being and number the stars and call us all by name. You created a world of plenty and beauty, of magnificence and diversity. We pray for faithful leadership here and across the world to challenge our greed and restore decades of damage. Stir us to action to protect this planet. May our feet tread lightly upon the earth and our actions bring healing to our battered world. God of love, help us to hope in you. God of healing, you restore what is broken and bring together what has been split apart. We pray for the healing of the nations and remember especially the people of Myanmar. Where society is fragile and streets are full of fear, where our leaders fail us and the mistakes of the past are repeated, help us to trust in you for a better future for all people. God of love, help us to hope in you. God of justice, we pray for those whose life chances are marred by inequality and who struggle to make ends meet. We pray for the homeless and those whose homes are unsafe and insecure, who are afraid to sleep at night. Help us to be alert to the pain of others, to hear the cries of the voiceless, and to be agents of change in the world. God of love, help us to hope in you. God of comfort and consolation, you heal the brokenhearted, and you gather in all who are lost. We bring to you all who suffer, in body, mind, or spirit, remembering especially in our prayers Pam, Jack, Jen and Catherine, Brian, David, Jennifer, Mavis, Vera, Stephen, David, Geraldine, Steve and Adrian, Michael, Jean and Jane, and others known to us. and we pray for all who mourn the loss of loved ones. As we give thanks today for the life of Captain Sir Tom Moore and all the recently departed, especially the family and friends of Vernon Hutchings, Jerry Blake, Bob Smith, John Burt, Mary Walker, and others known to us, all those who we remember with love and thanksgiving. God of love, help us to hope in you. And so as we draw our prayers to a close, let's join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
May God keep you in all your days. May Christ shield you in all your ways. May the Spirit bring you healing and peace, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for today and always. Amen.
Amen.
We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory.
Amen. To rest in your presence, not rushing away. To cherish each moment. Oh, here I would stay. This is my desire, oh Lord. This is my desire. This is my desire, oh Lord, this is my desire.
Thank you very much for joining us again this morning. I hope you've got or managed to have a look at the notices on the bottom of the order of service. Coffee morning is at the usual time this week. Our last thrilling instalment of Ruth at the Bible study. And then there's information about the Lent course that will begin the following week. You're very welcome to join us for all of those.
Oh, yeah.
We hope you have a very happy week and a blessed week, and look forward to seeing you again the same time next week.
We do. We really do. Yeah, we do. The Lent course is primarily visual, so it's going to be interesting for those of you who want to join us on the telephone. If you're planning to join us on the telephone, do let us know fairly soon, because we'll have to think of some way of getting the pictures to you, or at least telling you where you can find them beforehand, so that you can feel that you're included in what's going on there. But we will do our best to make that work.
Yeah, we will. Have a good week.